It's been a beautiful early November day around the region with a mix of clouds and some sun. And despite the clouds, some very mild temperatures for this time of year with highs anywhere from the mid-50s to the mid-60s, depending on your location. A cold front will approach the region from the west as we head overnight and into our Wednesday with an increase in the cloud cover. Temperatures will be slow to fall and should stay well above average for overnight lows tonight. The cold front will be weakening as it moves over the region with the best dynamics located well to our north in Quebec. That combination of factors will spell mainly dry conditions with this frontal passage for most of the region, with the best chance for a couple of light and scattered showers to the north and west of the immediate capital district. In the wake of that frontal passage, the flow aloft will turn more westerly, and subsidence behind the departing front will result in breezy and partly sunny conditions for our Wednesday, with temperatures remaining above normal in the 50s and low 60s once again. The models have shifted from developing a storm coming out of the south and riding along the stalled-out front to developing an area of low pressure coming out of the Great Lakes, which will shift the precipitation forecast a bit from prior thinking from yesterday afternoon. Either way, it looks as if we'll have periods of rain developing during the day on Thursday as the new low tracks eastward. Showers will likely linger into Friday as the storm pulls away to the northeast. High pressure will then build in briefly for Saturday with another fast-moving clipper approaching and possibly hooking up and strengthening a coastal low during the day on Sunday to bring another round of unsettled weather for the second half of the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for tomorrow, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says that no thunderstorm areas are forecast. The risk for thunderstorms will be negligible across the country on Wednesday, aside from two areas of minimal storm potential, evident late Wednesday afternoon and evening. One is across the western Gulf Coast states along a cold front pushing southeast along the western Gulf. The other area of minimal thunderstorm potential is for parts of Iowa and Indiana in association with a shortwave amplifying over the north central states. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For tomorrow, partly sunny, a high near 60, and a southwest wind from 10 to 15 miles an hour. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, partly cloudy this evening, then becoming mostly cloudy with lows in the lower 40s. For tomorrow, partly sunny, highs in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of showers in the morning, high in the upper 50s, and a west wind from 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts to 25 possible. For the southern Catskills, Taconics and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, mostly clear this evening, then becoming partly cloudy with lows near 30. For tomorrow, partly sunny, highs in the upper 50s, and a southwest wind around 5 miles an hour. For the greater capital district, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, partly cloudy this evening, then becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 40s. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly sunny in the afternoon with highs in the lower 60s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Thursday, rain likely, highs in the upper 40s and low 50s. Friday, a chance of showers, highs in the mid and upper 40s. Saturday, partly sunny, highs in the low to mid 40s. And Sunday, a chance of showers, highs in the low to mid 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.